The spring semester of the Odyssey program at Johns Hopkins University begins on February the 17th, and they have their usual mix of art, science, music, and much besides. I have in the WBJC studio the director of the Odyssey program, Douglas Blackstone. Welcome back.
Thank you, Judith.
So you have a particularly vibrant cover this time. Tell me about the story behind that.
That's the first time that we've used actual art on the cover, and it's by one of our lecturers. They're doing a perspective on New Orleans, and he came to our office to pitch this, and we liked it so much that we've actually put it on the cover. That's his artwork on the cover. It's the first time, at least in my tenure, that we've had real art on the cover, and I'm very happy about it. The perspective, I think, is going to be great. New Orleans is one of those towns that so many people want to be there and visit, and of course a lot of people have been, and if they have, they say, oh, you must come, and so on. So we thought we'd put something out there for those sort of people. And we have six lectures, and each is about something different. There's art and music. Of course, there's a lot of music in New Orleans, and particularly jazz, the jazz festivals and Mardi Gras. I think it's going to be great.
So picking up on the music, of course, for WBJC members, it's always great to know about that. So you've been doing this course on how to read music, and are you continuing that in a different format this semester?
It won't be a different format, but it will move on to the next thing in the course. I'm hoping to do four parts to this course. I thought about it, and I thought, you know, let's find out how many people out there would like to learn to read music. And part one last semester was oversubscribed. I couldn't believe it. There were 25 people with 10 on the waiting list. And we had a really good time learning rhythm, actually, before we learned any notes at all. And now this second part is going to deal with key signatures. And I'll start with a review. And that's one thing, you know, when you put a part two out there, people say, oh, well, I didn't take part one. I want to invite the people that didn't take part one to come to part two, because the first class will be a review of what we did in part one. And then we're going to talk about what key signatures are. What do they do? What's a major key, a minor key?
One of the sublime pieces of music that pulls all of this together, of course, is Bach's Art of Fugue. And I see that that's got a highlight here.
Yes, you know, Douglas Buchanan, he's at St. David's Episcopal Church on Roland Avenue. And he's just, since he's been the music director there, he's just been taking music everywhere. But the Bach Marathon has been around for a while. And it's an interesting afternoon. It's about 6 hours, and you can go and come as you like. So I said to Douglas, I call him Doug because he calls me Douglas. And so I said, Doug, why don't you do the Art of the Fugue for an Odyssey class, and then they can come and hear it at the Bach Marathon. And the lectures are taking place at the church.
Lots to look forward to at the Odyssey program at Johns Hopkins University. This begins on February the 17th, the spring semester. I'm certainly looking forward to going behind the scenes with the Chesapeake Shakespeare's Henry IV, parts 1 and 2. For an Odyssey catalogue, you can visit the website odyssey.jhu.edu. I've been speaking to the director and lecturer, Douglas Blackstone. Have a great semester.
Thanks, Judith. I'm looking forward to it.